An assembly bill that might seem to have good intentions on the surface could effectively put most small cannabis companies out of business in California. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Brian Applegarth, founder of the Cannabis Travel Association. Thanks for talking with us, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Michelle.
AB 1207 has passed the assembly. It's headed to the governor's desk. Can you briefly describe what the bill is supposed to do and why cannabis business owners are alarmed at the language in the bill?
Sure, happy to. Well, AB 1207 is really about cannabis labeling and advertising. And the idea is to, you know, put language in place that mitigates the attractiveness to children. So this bill is incredibly poorly worded, and it's meant to basically have packaging and labeling and advertising that is not attractive to children. But like I said, it's poorly worded, and unfortunately, it includes no right to have real or fictional humans on the packaging, no fruits or vegetables allowed on the packaging. And when you're a craft farmer, you know, you have limited resources, you invest in packaging. It's a large part of your investment to be in the industry. And when you move the goalposts like this, it's crippling to these businesses. So that is one of the threats. I'd say the greater threat is these craft farmers that are an important part of the California modern cannabis industry today are also the future of cannabis travel and tourism. They're the storytellers, they're the craft growers, they're the keepers of the genetics. And the long-term impact economically for California is going to be losing some of the most important talent and farms in the state. And it's just a really poorly worded bill. It needs to be rethought. And the way they define what is attractive to children in this bill is not based in logic in any way.
All right, Brian, first off, is this legal? And second of all, is there similar regulations in place for cigarettes and alcohol?
Well, that's a good point you bring up. I mean, right now there's a rescheduling discussion where tobacco and alcohol are not part of the scheduled system at the federal level, and cannabis is a Schedule I drug, which should be descheduled. They're talking about rescheduling it to a Schedule III, which is basically you need a prescription to access cannabis, which is not in alignment with the state, with 23 of the states with 21 and up laws. So is it legal? Yes. We've seen this prior. When they changed the packaging laws a few years back, that was based around the childproof packaging. And now this is another bill that would really move the goalposts when it comes to packaging laws and really hurt the farms and brands that have invested so much. And some of these labels and brands are simply photos of the farmers. And, you know, this bill also takes it a step too far where humans wouldn't be allowed to be, you know, to show themselves on the farm or be on social media. And it's very concerning when you realize that the modern day cannabis industry, many, many, many of the products that are on the shelves don't even have the THC activated molecule in the product formulation. It's a lot of CBD and CBG and CBN. Cannabis is wellness and well-being. And these bills that get put forward that are incredibly misleading and based in reefer madness stigma is incredibly, it's just disappointing to even see that this is on Governor Newsom's desk because it's not reflective of the plant. There are many doctors and physicians today, like Dr. William Courtney, that show the science behind why cannabis is indeed a vegetable and an herb. So the fact that it's not allowed to be a vegetable on the packaging, it just shows the disconnect and the need for data and knowledge prior to drafting these bills, so we can base things in reality and do this the right way for Californians.
Brian, can you tell us what the cannabis industry is doing to try to stop this bill from being signed into law?
There's a lot. Many of the associations are coming together and the organizations to write letters into Newsom's office. So we would encourage anybody listening to this, this needs to get vetoed. So please email Governor Newsom's office and recommend that AB 1207 gets vetoed. And that's what's happening. You're seeing all the different organizations and networks in the cannabis industry start to light up an activism campaign to really vocalize this no later than end of day today. So for those of you listening, please send this in by end of day today to Governor Newsom's office and request a veto.
Right. What's the labeling process now for the cannabis industry?
The labeling process now, I mean, essentially there are labeling and advertising requirements now that are still very difficult to navigate. This would just take it one step further. marketing is already complicated. Advertising and labeling is already complicated. What really needs to happen is education, data, and facts need to bubble up to the legislators so we make sure we craft these bills in a way that are not steeped in reefer madness stigma, and that we see the industry for what it is today and all of those other products on the shelves as well that don't have that THC activated molecule that causes the altering effects. I mean, the same problem happened with this childproof packaging. You have CBD-rich topicals that, you know, now have to have this compliant packaging that are childproof packaging for this. It doesn't make sense. The cannabis plant is incredibly powerful, complex. There's a lot of therapeutic molecules in it. You know, the THC, activated THC, is the one that's controversial because it causes the euphoric effects. But that is only some of the products on the market. And the only products that really have that when you take it is like gummies and things that are already have the activated molecule in it. If you're looking at a cannabis flower or a cannabis plant, a lot of people today use that in juicing as well as the cannabis leaves. So, you know, we got to really slow down, unpack the plant for what it is, and create bills and laws that are reflective of what's true and what's real today.
We appreciate your time. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
That is Brian Applegarth. He is founder of the Cannabis Travel Association. AB 1207 is on Governor Newsom's desk right now to be signed.